you know, the Vatican, and you know, all of a sudden resistance to the Catholic Church. Well, I think it's pretty sad because they try to ecumenicalize or bring churches together. The push, of course, mm-hmm. when they're under their leadership, as opposed to a more broad thing about all of us coming together. And so, like you, I'm about the same age and stuff, so I understand the history of all this. But the question is, like, what's happening to society right now as far as Satan's tools to isolate and divide? Mm-hmm. So he's been doing that to us as a church for years.
Yeah.
And there's 55,000 denominations right now of division within the church, and mm-hmm. it's just growing exponentially. It's crazy because we look for more ways to divide and isolate ourselves, the tool of Satan, as opposed to coming together. Mm-hmm. And so what I struggle with always when I've met with other gentlemen here is, how do we bring it together? Every time we seem to do that, there was a movement in the 90s where churches started to come together, and I saw how Satan got a wedge and started to, churches started meddling in each other's business, and it blew it apart. We had a great revival going in the late 90s, early 2000, and
yep.
we as church leaders let it blow apart.
Right.
And I was not in a position to do anything at the time. I was a pastor, but I was down lower in the ranks. So I'm watching, observing. I was like, stop, stop. So I guess my question for you is, like, usually it takes strong charismatic leaders of a pretty good sized church to get people to kind of follow or organization. And otherwise everybody kind of continues to do their own little kingdom domains and don't get involved. So how do you bring up charismatic, strong, compassionate, humble shepherd leaders to start a movement? Because in your picture of here, you're seeing just a sampling of many leaders, but you know, some of the biggest leaders, Renee Scheffler and others that have been in our area, at Santa Cruz at least, Chip Ingram in the past, you know, they're not leading this movement. They're busy just doing their own little, they're busy doing God's work.
Right.
What's it take to really get everybody on board? I've tried to approach Renee and I try to approach some of these other people. And it's like, I'm waiting to follow. I think all of us are waiting to follow that, you know, if it's Taj or other people in this group here, but we need someone that's powerful, obviously gifted by God, to charismatically, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to lead us in a spirit of unity, all the things you're sharing.
Sure.
So how do you discover that person? Or you know, what kicks it off? What's the match? What's the thing that gets it going where everybody goes, okay, this is time. Let's get together. Let's stop the bickering. Let's start working as one. Because I think that's one of a half a dozen, but one of the biggest sins of the church right now.
So, Mark, a couple of things quickly come to mind. One is, again, I want to reiterate this. You are in an environment of very sophisticated, high-level warfare. All right? There's like an entrenchment of the power of deception, the counter-kingdom. Let's call it the counterfeit kingdom of the evil one. In a place like that, especially, and also a place of recreational leisure. I'm thinking Bend, Oregon is in this category. You know, like Sedona, Arizona would be in this category. Places of physical beauty, places where people come a lot. So it's a recreational place, a leisure place. I want to come, I want to chill. But it's also a place where you are drawing metaphysical powers of the evil one, where you get a lot of the New Age stuff. Let's just call it the New Age kind of atmosphere. In places like that, it's extremely difficult getting breakthrough of unity in the body of Christ. And it's even more difficult sustaining it. You know, there will be events, there will be things that will happen along the way, and then all of a sudden it's like, what happened? It dissipated. Where did it go? It blew up, right? And so it's very much a part of the pattern in a place like where you are, your geography, so any efforts toward real breakthrough in unity dissipate or they blow up because you've got so much resistance. Therefore, I'll use this language. I'll talk about this a little bit. I've got a slide on this. It requires apostolic catalytic leadership. I call it AC. The AC current, a leader or a core group of leaders, not one, a core group of leaders will walk in an AC mantle. And so for those of us charismatic Pentecostal, apostolic is fine. The A word freaks out evangelicals. And so that's why I use the word apostolic / catalytic. So for an evangelical, this is a leader that carries a mantle in God, a mantle of discernment, a mantle of authority. And so when that leader sees something and speaks something, it's heard, it's received, and it goes somewhere, okay? So an AC leader gets revelation from God. Secondly, articulation, is able to speak it. But thirdly, activation. I'm giving you my slide right now because this is the moment, okay? And so, yes, it requires a core group of leaders like that. And then the second thing, and this is what I carry. Okay. I'm just submit this to you. I'm not saying this is the answer for, you know, Salinas County, Monterey County, you know, Santa Cruz, but this is what I carry. This is what I walk in is calling together a meeting of leaders. Okay, not a conference, not a teaching. I don't come and teach or preach, but it is this context in which leaders come together in the presence of God in the Psalm 133 spirit. We come together to do life, to say, okay, I want to do life with you. And in that place, the Father pours out blessing, right? It's covenantal blessing. And all I know is when we come together like that, the Spirit of God falls on a gathering like that because it's the favor of the Father. That's what happened in Paterson, New Jersey. It was stunning. The Spirit of God came in the room. It was like God was saying, it's about time. It's about time that you as Anglos and African-Americans and Hispanics, you're all bickering, you're all fighting, you're all fragmented. It's about time you're coming together at my feet. And the Spirit of God fell on the gathering. That was one time. Last year it happened again, a second time. 3 hours, a three-hour visitation of the Holy Spirit. I want to share just last October in Bangalore, India. Bangalore is a mess. Mark, what you're describing, big leaders, big congregations. I'm a big shot. I'm traveling over South Asia. I'm getting big honorariums. Okay, this is the Indian context. You know, why do I need all these smaller churches and people throughout Bangalore? And so they were not taking initiative to do what you're describing. They weren't coming together, right, as the big name people. But we had 100 people in a room in Bangalore, sponsored by a marketplace leader. This guy's got a big business, gave us a beautiful meeting room, AC, gave me his fine tea and stuff and all this kind of. And at one point of that gathering in worship, the Spirit of God came and anointing in worship. I picked up on it and I stood up. I was literally hit by an anointing, the mantle, okay, the mantle of God coming on me. I began to speak and there was a young woman in there, the youngest person in the room. She stands up. She stands up. She waves her arm. She says, stop. She says, stop. The Spirit of God is in the room right now. He's bringing, and she had a little bit of an accent, sheaft. I couldn't understand what she was saying at first. She kept talking about, God is bringing sheaft. The sheaft is happening. The sheaft is happening. I said, sister, slow down. Slow down. What are you saying? I said, the word is shift.
Shift.
God is bringing shift right now. Right now. Yeah. Now, in that moment, okay, this is the kind of leadership you need. In the moment, I said, okay, sister, what you are saying, go to praying. Pray what is in your spirit right now. And so she went into prayer. And I tell you, something supernatural happened. Shift happened in that room. Okay. And this was a mix of about 100 leaders. Now, they have seen acceleration in the past 6 months that is mind-boggling. It does not depend on the pastors of these big congregations of 15 and 20,000. They're doing their thing. Okay. But this is what the Spirit of God is doing, right, honoring the heart hunger of leaders in the city to say, we've got to do something. We've got to go somewhere.
Right.
So that's simply what I'm suggesting is that what the Lord has called me to do is just call a meeting of a core group of leaders whose hearts are burning for John 17 unity and say, we can't produce this. It's not going to be a strategy. It's not going to be a big meeting. It's going to be us coming together. And then, you know, at that point, it's in the Lord's court. That's a long answer to your question, Mark.
Not an easy answer either, just thank you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm seeing happen.
Well, we look forward to that, Mark. I mean, a piece of this will be, you know, this is just the initial call, right, to bring us together and get the vision so we can go talk to others and bring them to this next retreat that Tom's going to be talking about. We're going to spend, you know, a day and a half, whatever the time that we need together, and then God comes and drops. And different leaders will come out of that. I know we have Brandon, he's on mute right now, but Brandon's here with Jesse and Ken. They've merged the churches together. I mean, they, you know, maybe Brandon can talk a little bit about that, Brandon, just what you're seeing. But it can't be that we just rely on, you know, the one Renee or down here, you know, whatever, the senior pastors of the mega churches, because that's not always who this is. This is about us, the people, moving. And some of us have been pastors or are whatever, you know, all that stuff. We're all his ministers, as priests, right?
Right.
But Brandon, if you can speak to a little bit of that, which is what you're seeing with the unity that you and Jesse and Ken have brought for Santa Cruz. You're on mute right now, bud.
Hi, guys.
Amen.
Good, good to be with you. Thank you, Tom. I really